This is GQDN for Thursday, August 21st, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes, including Quest Worthy. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase. Good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some PlayStation news. We're going back to Gamescom, but we begin today with the race to world first. Once again, here's your top five. I'm sorry I didn't do this yesterday. I forgot. But at number five, it is honestly, they're on the Nexus King, Salazar, and right now they're at 76.98% on part two. Number four, gonna be the same boss, is Hugo Hero, that's China, and right now they're at 86.93% of part three. Means they're 6 out of 8 completed. They're on number seven. But here's everybody that's on the last boss, starting with Method. Number three. Right now they're at 13.96% on part two. Echo is right ahead of them, 58.08% on part two. But Team Liquid has the lead. They're at 50.90% on part two. Progression will be hailed again tonight. And Echo and Method, they're running out of time to do it today. But we'll keep track of their progress, and I'll keep you updated tomorrow, because this is the end of the expansion. Now, let's go on to everything else that was announced on the Future Game Show at Gamescom. Via GamesRadar.com, because it is their show, they showed off Hell Let Loose Vietnam, FPS war stuff. They'll be coming to PC, PlayStation, and Xbox next year. The Edge of Memories was next. This is going to be a JRPG coming to PC, PlayStation, and Xbox next year. Then was The Den of Wolves. It's going to be a cyberpunk type shooter with co-ops, and it'll be coming soon to PC. Then they showed off Skate, and this tricky game will be coming out later this year. It's all about skateboards. I think you know that. 1348 Ex Voto was next. This will be a third-person action adventure, and it'll be about the 14th century Italy. It'll be coming to PC, PlayStation, and Xbox next year. And of course, everybody had to talk about Resident Evil Requiem. We already know that's going to be February 27th for just about everybody, except for Nintendo Switch. Goddess of Victory, Nikki X Capcom, will be the official collaboration with Resident Evil, so that might be interesting. No date on that. Hell Is Us was announced too. This will be a third-person action-adventure coming to PC, PlayStation, and Xbox on September 4th. The Blood of Dawnwalker also showed up at Gamescom, and this is going to be another, well, we already know it's going to be a vampire action RPG. And just to keep you up to date, PC, PlayStation, and Xbox next year. Then there's Deer and Boy. This is going to be a puzzle platformer. And they did show a cinematic about what's going to happen with this one. And it'll be coming to PC and the consoles early next year. Dark Switch was next. It's a new trailer for a city builder that revealed some new brand new gameplay. Ended in the reveal with the public demo, which is now up on Steam. And GOG, the demo is. Dark Switch, the full game, will be coming to PC. Lost Rift, via People Can Fly, is coming this year. Well, that'll be the early access release date, September 25th. Full game, full release, not sure yet. Ever Siege, Untold Ages, will be coming this fall. And it's going to be a top-down action strategy game. Then came Monsters Are Coming, Rockin' Road. This is going to be another roguelike game where you have to defend a mobile tower. That'll be coming to PC later this year, but the demo is up on Steam right now. Dreams of Another, from the Q Games director, Bayon. And this is a shooter that is themed around some creative destruction. that'll be coming to PC and PlayStation 5 on October 10th. The Zodiac Trials. This is going to be a roguelike with 13Z, the Zodiac Trials, did receive a new trailer, and it'll be coming to PC and Xbox soon. But the demo right now is up on Steam. Then there was Pizza Bandit. Dun dun dun! This is a third-person shooter where players will hunt some bounties while perfecting the art of pizza making. The game will be in early access on August 25th. Then there was a gameplay trailer for Recur. It's going to have some puzzles, if you like that type of game. And you can move backwards and forwards and control the flow of time. It's coming soon to PC. Servant of the Lake was next. This can be a side-scroller coming to PC and mobile devices next year. Hyper Light Breaker is going to be a roguelike game. And right now, the Double Down update for this one is out on Steam. This game's already out. Cool. BPM Bit Crushed. This is going to be a pixel art roguelike rhythm shooter where you can battle the beat of your own music. They'll be coming to PC and consoles next year. Hotel Barcelona. And this is going to be a slasher roguelike. And this is going to come to PC and PlayStation and Xbox this September. Seven Deadly Sins. Well, they showed up another video right there. So we already know that's coming. Cronus New Dawn. We've seen that one before too. So we know that's coming September 5th. Town to City. This is going to be a Mediterranean city builder from the creators of Station to Station. And you can build up your city on September 16th. But if you want to see the demo, it's now on Steam. Fellowship was next. This is going to be a scaling dungeon run, cooperative PvE RPG. And that will come to you on October 9th, should you choose to have it. Dome Keeper. This is going to be a new multiplayer mode, and the updates will be coming later this year. Dome Keeper is already on PC, but there are some updates coming for it. Discounty is another life simulator, and here you get to manage a small town supermarket where you get caught up in the drama if you want to make your business empire. This game will launch to PC and consoles on August 21st. Tormented Souls 2. Well, if you like puzzles and some scary beasts, this action-packed game did get a release trailer, and it will be coming to PC, PlayStation, and Xbox on October 23rd. Gods, Death, and Reapers, made by the Wolken Studio Action, because they made an RPG with some extraction mechanics. You can sign up for the playtest on Steam right now, before the early access launch. Styx, Blades of Greed. This will have a goblin being stealthy, and that'll be coming to PC, PlayStation, and Xbox later this year. And on 117, Pax Romana, we're going back to building with Ubisoft this time, with the City Builder franchise, coming to PC, PlayStation, and Xbox this November 13th. Wants to Play Montage. Well, the Wants to Play Montage did have some series of games with some demos you can see on Steam. And this year's collection did have Aethermancer, Twinkle Bee, Morsels, and Voodoo. Voodoo. Yeah. American Truck Simulator and Euro Truck Simulator 2 also showed up at the Future Game Show. And they drove right in. And they'll be driving over to your consoles in the near future. That's mainly PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. Mountain Blade 2, Manor Lord War Sales DLC, has a Viking-themed overview, and that'll land on PC and consoles later this year. Wild Blue, from Joy Labs, was also up at GamesCon, with the gameplay that was revealed on Wild Blue, and the Studio Unreal's action game will be coming soon to PC. Windstorm, The Legend of Kimori, will be on Steam in the Epic Game Store this November 4th. You'll be in the 13th century of Mongolia. Bounty Star. This is going to be a very action-packed game for you. If you like it, you can find it on PC, PlayStation, and Xbox on October 23rd. Tawa and the Guardians of the Sacred Tree. New trailer for Tawa and the Guardians, because they're going into the gameplay loop with the anime action roguelike. This will be coming to PC and consoles September 19th. You can play the demo right now on all the platforms. Shape of Dreams. This is a MOBA roguelike with a fusion game where you could explore an ever-changing dream world. The game will be coming on PC September 11th. Reach. This is going to be a VR game. And that came from Dreams Elevation. So this is going to be on PlayStation VR 2 in October. And MetaQuest Steam VR as well October 16th. Yeah, we did talk about this before. This too, Little Nightmares 3 Deluxe Edition. This will be coming to PC and consoles on October 10th. Lost Helden will be a story-rich JRPG with a hand-painted art style. And it'll be coming soon to PC and consoles. Serial World, and that's Serial as S-E-R-I-A-L. This is going to be a roguelike deck builder. And that's where you collect and wield the powers of some adorable creatures. Coming to PC and consoles next year. Phantom Blade Zero is going to be a Kung Fu soul-like where you play as an assassin. We'll see when that comes out. Witchspire is a magic-infused survival game from Minbo Studios. It'll be coming to PC in Early Access 26. Active Matter is an extraction shooter, and you'll be able to play this on your time loop. Games coming to PC, PlayStation, and Xbox, but you can sign up for the closed beta at activematter.game if you wish. Pragmata, that's going to be a puzzle hacking action game from Capcom, and that game will be coming to PC, PlayStation, and Xbox next year. And they ended with Halloween the Game, and it was a world premiere trailer that was shown with some stealth and horror that was based on the John Carpenter movie. Jason, what you doing? That game will be coming to PC, PlayStation, and Xbox next year. Now, we did say a lot about PlayStation in the last story. Well, it's Gamescom. But BG247 said if you don't have a PlayStation 5, you might want to get it soon, because all the PlayStation 5 console models will be going up by $50. New prices are as follows. PlayStation 5, $550. PlayStation 5 Digital Edition, $500. PlayStation 5 Pro, $750. So that will be going up. Not today. Actually, it is today. So the prices will be going up today. Too late. Sorry. I thought it was going to be next week. Nope, it's today. But GamesRadar.com did say if you want a PlayStation 5 Slim, well, there's a deal for you on Amazon. $450. So you're saving $50. But let's say you want to get Black Ops 6, right? Well, if you want that one, you can get the PlayStation 5 Digital Edition with Call of Duty Black Ops 6 bundle for $520. Deal? Okay, we're going to be PlayStation centric today, but come on, that's Gamescom. Because over at the Xbox Showcase at Gamescom, through PlayStationLifestyle.net, Digital Eclipse and Atari revealed two PlayStation 1 Mortal Kombat spin-offs that will be coming to PlayStation 4 and 5. Mortal Kombat Legacy Collection is coming to PlayStation 4 and 5. And with that, it'll be Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat 2, 3, Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3, Mortal Kombat Trilogy, Mortal Kombat 4, Mortal Kombat Mythology Sub-Zero, Mortal Kombat Special Forces, Mortal Kombat Advanced 2001, Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance 2002, and Mortal Kombat Terminator Edition 2003. All those games within the Mortal Kombat Legacy Collection. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.